This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop, hey.
Developing tonight, a radical new bill is about to be signed by the governor of Oregon that would enforce insurers and taxpayers to fund free abortions for virtually any reason at any time, including sex selective and late-term abortions. Critics have called this grisly and appalling. Trace Gallagher sets up this story for us live from our West Coast newsroom. Hi, Trace.
Hi, Martha. There is still no date set for the signing of Oregon House Bill 3391, but any question about where Governor Kate Brown stands on this was pretty much answered when she tweeted, quoting, yes, 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 and then shared a link to an article titled, Oregon Legislature Approves Reproductive Services Bill Covering Abortions, Contraceptives. The governor followed with this statement, quote, attempts to deny access to contraceptives and family planning are an attack on all Oregonians, particularly women of color, low income, and young women. What this means is that insurance companies in Oregon will now be required to cover abortion at zero cost to patients, and companies that cover abortions for illegal immigrants will be reimbursed by the state. Religious employers and insurers that currently do not cover abortion are exempt, but any women who fall into those categories would also have their abortions covered by the state. Planned Parenthood, which is struggling financially and has recently shut down four clinics in Oregon, helped draft this bill and then lobbied to pass it. Some GOP state lawmakers say the law is a gift card to Planned Parenthood and that state taxes should not go towards something that many Oregonians are morally opposed to. Listen to both sides.
It's important to have abortion as an option so that women have a chance to really choose when their pregnancies happen, and that every baby is a planned and wanted baby.
We're totally against it because of the abortion component of it. Abortion is taking away the innocent, an innocent human life, and this bill will inevitably increase abortion.
Oregon Democratic lawmakers say this bill will protect reproductive rights regardless of what happens on the federal level, referring, of course, to the Trump administration and congressional Republicans pushing to defund Planned Parenthood. Martha.
Trace, thank you. Here with more, Lila Rose.
Oh, the big lie continues, huh? Both California and New York mandate a certain degree of abortion coverage, but Oregon's now especially aggressive. The legislative language is almost entirely unqualified, as it's being reported. Does not include grisly late-term abortions, which take place long after the fetus can survive outside the womb, nor does it prohibit sex-selective abortions. If a woman wants to kill her unborn daughter because she wanted a son, her insurer has no choice but to cover that. And it's not only the insurer. This is the citizens of Oregon, Scott. You know, as Megan and I were discussing earlier, there's two options here. I got to imagine people of faith in Oregon going, that's it, I'm out of here. But I would also encourage the people of faith there in Oregon to be praying, because this is what we are called to do when you have something like this occur, such a disrespect of life. This could be the lightning rod of lightning rods. It's almost like Planned Parenthood and pro-abortionists. They are desperately hanging on, and this could be their Waterloo. But this is happening, I believe. You know, not by happenstance. There is something more on a spiritual level that is involved here. And I would say to Oregonians, for those that are very much against this and probably shocked and waking up this morning and hearing the news of this, I know that even in that liberal state, there are many people of faith that this is going to be very painful for them. And I would say, if ever you needed to pray, it is this, a time like this, that you need to look to God for all wisdom. and activate your prayer life and on behalf of those people that do not know better, who are buying into the lie. And may the truth come out loud and clear over this situation. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
And said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. In fact, you can even drop an email to Lauren Kitchen Stewart, who's up next. National radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. You can connect with her on Facebook at Living Life with Lauren. Instagram under Lauren Kitchen Stewart. You're just so busy. And I mean, it's summertime and you're a mom. And we got kids out of school. I mean, how are the kids doing?
Channing is away at summer camp. And he says it's different than when I went to camp. When I went to camp back in the dark ages, you know, when dinosaurs were roaming, I mean, you could go to the lodge with your little quarter, and if you got really homesick, you could call mom and dad on the payphone. Yeah. Now, they're not allowed to be in touch with you. You can buy, as parents, bunk notes, B-U-N-K notes, and you can send them little messages, but that's the only way you can communicate with them. Now, we prepackaged some things up for her and left them there, but I'm like, well, Lord, I hope she's doing okay. Knowing Channing, she'll be like, okay, can I not stay the whole summer? I mean, that's just her personality. But the first 2 summers I went to camp, and I was older than her, I was 10 and 11 when I started going, I cried.
Yeah,
I mean, my little counselor had to scratch my back because I was afraid my mom and dad, something was going to happen to them while I was gone. And, you know, I got over that at about...
Or they might forget to come and get you or something like that.
Or they might not want to come get you.
This sounds kind of bizarre. They don't let you have a connection. I mean, they didn't, like, put her in a uniform and have a bunch of Gestapo people or something. And all of a sudden, you're going to get this, poor, precious child indoctrinated at summer camp or something.
No, I think it's going to be the opposite. I told Robin, I said, my concern is we're going to pull up Saturday morning and she will not have brushed her teeth or her hair or bathed for a whole week. Because I remember what it was like. I don't think I did. And she will have the same outfit on that we left her in. I'm just telling you that's how kids are. That's why I'm like, listen, if you want to have friends, you got to brush your teeth. Nobody wants smelly breath. And you got to be changing clothes and get in the shower. But who knows? Because I'm not there. So I don't know what's going on with that little girl.
Wow.
Who knows?
And so what kind of camp? There's some kind of profile on this camp. I mean, you just didn't say, well, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, we're going to send her to this camp. I mean, I take it that this is a Christian-based camp. I mean, we're going to have proper indoctrination of this child?
Exactly. It's a Christian camp, and it's not far from home, from where we live, about 45 minutes. One of my close friends from I grew up with in high school. I was going to say college, but it was high school. We've been friends since we were knee-high to a tadpole. He's the director.
Okay.
And we thought, you know, for her first experience, this will be really awesome. But just as a side note, and I need to whisper when I say this, do y'all know how expensive camp's gotten? Have any of y'all noticed?
That's like everything. When I went to Little League, it used to be $3. Now it's like hundreds of dollars. And okay, well, and on top of that, you got to buy your own bat. You know, we used to have buy our own cleats and glove. That was okay. But now, I mean, you got to have your own stuff. That's crazy.
It's 2017. Okay, when I grew up going to camp, it was probably $250 for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But that included for you. That included a hot tub and a manicure. I know for you.
It had everything. But he's kidding. We really roughed it, but still, that's feasible. Okay, you guys. There's this huge camp not far from where we are. Where a lot of people go. They have a boys' camp and a girls' camp. And I don't want to say their name. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want y'all to guess how much it is to go for a month. Just take a stab at it.
$1,000. $1,000.
What? You're not even close.
I'm not
even in the ballpark.
You mean like 2,000?
Mississippi. I'm not talking, you know, we're not in San Francisco. We're not in Chicago. We're not in New York. No, higher. Let's do prices right.
I said 2,000. Higher than 2,000?
No, you're not close.
Like 5,000 for a month?
More.
More than 5,000 for a month?
$6,000 month
in Mississippi. What happens? Does Elvis show up or something? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, or somebody who thinks they're Elvis. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, you know, wait, we're not going to start that precedent. You know, if we were just rolling in it, I still don't know that we would do that. But, I mean, it is that pricey to go to camp.
$6,000 for one kid.
Hey,
guess what you and I are doing next summer?
We're starting.
Tell Robin, we're starting a camp. $6,000.
I said, listen, I've got two great jobs for us. We're going to start a camp and we're going to open storage units. Because we drove around with a Penske truck, you guys, for 4 days because I told Robin, we moved out of our cabin, and I said, honey, we need a storage unit. He's like, we don't need a storage unit.
You didn't have your dad sitting on a rocking chair on top of the Penske truck, did you?
No, but there's
like the Beverly Hillbillies or something?
Yeah.
You didn't do that, did you?
I want to do that. No, he wasn't even. He totally missed this one on purpose. He's like, y'all go take care of that, and I'll hold down the fort at home.
Yes.
So he got out of it.
Smart move.
I'm not spending money. I'm not doing that again. I'm not getting the storage unit. So we're starting to unload this at my dad's house in his garage because our garage is packed already. I'm looking at Robin. I'm like, this ain't going in there. This is not. I mean, not even by a stretch. But we needed three of my dad's garages. So we got this huge tiff. And I was like, honey, I told you. And it just got from bad to worse. And so anyway, we end up getting a storage unit. And he looks at me and he goes, are you not so glad I have this idea to get this storage unit? I mean, don't you thank me for that? And I'm like, I want to smack you. So we could not find a storage unit. You guys, there was none in our town, none in the neighboring towns. We had to go probably 45 minutes from our house to find a storage unit. And
that
is telling me, if we've all got too much, you know what?
Yes,
and we need to start cleaning. So I said, we need to open storage units. I mean, they'd be booped all the time. This one ratty one opened up, and we've got our stuff in there, and it's not even climate control.
Well, isn't that a crazy stuff? When every time you move, you find out, you go, I'm carrying this stuff around. I mean, this is like the third move. This is the only time I see it is when I move it. What's wrong with this picture? That should be the first sign you need to get rid of it, right?
Well, and everybody needs to move every 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because this is a cabin. I thought, we just have a couple of pictures. We had a...
I love that cabin, by the way. I love that cabin.
I love it, too. Yeah. I'm so sad about it.
I was looking forward to Robin's soup and lunch that he makes up. And there's just something about it tastes so much better at that cabin.
It does. But I finally had to say, okay, I am married. This is what my husband wants. I'm just going to suck it up, put on my big girl britches, and do this.
And submit and do that thing. Oh, Lord,
that's
have mercy.
Exactly right.
You heard it first right here, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Kitchens on the submit deal.
You might not ever hear it again.
Exactly. Oh, we love it. But, hey, don't forget, guys, it's mutual submission, okay? So don't get carried away with yourself.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Most certain, no.
Okay, we're going to talk about this in the next break, because we do need to talk about that, because I don't want to, I don't want anybody. See, this is the thing about relationships, is that it's got to be balanced, you know? And you're right, sometimes it's not necessarily 50-50, but overall, it should come out that way, don't you think?
Of course I think that.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, so I may be all wrong, and the therapists are just, I've just caused them to run off the off the road. They're in a ditch right now, going, that brother needs help. What is his phone number, his email? He's coming into my office, and I ain't going to give him a discount. In fact, he's going to pay $6,000 for one session, because this boy is severe. I'm telling you.
I know, brother. I know.
Okay, it's time. We're going to hit the pause button. We'll be right back with more of this fun and frivolity. It's Life with Lauren. I'm Bill Martinez.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
We're back with you. Our conversation with the Lolo girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart continues. It's life with, it's another episode. Because, you know, that's what life is all about, you know. And Lauren, we were just talking before about mutual submission and the marriage dynamic. And you were just telling me about somebody that really just connected with you. And when you were telling me about what she had shared with you, I was excited about it. I go, wow, this really makes a lot of sense. And, of course, you know, guys, you're going to love this. Because it's a woman talking to wives about men, and in a way that I hear is more constructive. Because, you know, what used to gall me, Lauren, is they'd go to church and you could tell when the pastors, you know, maybe needed some affection from their wives, because what they would do is they would get in the pulpit and start beating the holy what have you out of the men, and the men would leave. And you remember how sore Adam was? Maybe you don't, but this is it's in one of the Bibles, and that his rib was, his side was so sore for a long time after God extracted that rib. And women, every once in a while, they know exactly where to put that elbow, and it's right where that rib is missing. What is all that about? How do you guys know that?
We don't mean to, so that's what she helped me see, and her name is Nina Rosner, and she's with Greater Impact Ministries, and her book is The Respect Dare. And I told her when she was on my show, I said, my husband's been fasting and praying, and he didn't tell me that you were going to come across my path. Because her book is all about respect. Because my husband says that to me a lot. He'll go, honey, you're not being respectful. I go, well, honey, you're not being respectable. And we kind of go round and round about that. And some of you do the same thing. And so she just helped me understand and see that, for one thing, we're made different. So we don't think alike. And God created us to balance. But it seems like, because of a fallen world, because we're just human beings trying to do the best we can and save by grace, we end up feeling like we're so different that we can't meet in the middle. Yeah. No, we're not, much less be a balance for each other.
Exactly.
And that's because we've gone off the grid in the wrong direction, and we're so different, so we'll be a complete team.
Well, you become secular when all of a sudden you forget about, you know, how to compliment, how to complete the other, and it's about a competitive spirit that comes up and says, oh, well, you know, you don't respect me. Well, you're not respectable. Okay, well, start the dance. The music begins. Let's just start the dance, and let's get crazy.
Cat-slinging, cyclical dance.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, nobody else has done this, only you and I. So this is therapy for you and me. That's it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing, is we talk about it. Most people that are listening are going, I know, I've been there. Because we're not all as different as you would think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then when you hear people talk about it, you're like, I'm relieved to know I'm not the only one dealing with that in my marriage or in my relationship. Or for those of you that aren't married and want to be married, you know, to think this through. But I did have to learn in marrying later in life, probably in a harder way, consider Robin and to be submissive. And to say it's not all the way I want to do it, because I've done it the way I wanted to for 44, almost 45 years.
Yeah, you got that down. You're a black belt. You're a black belt in getting your own way.
I'm a complete black belt in getting my way in singlehood. Because just like with the cabin, I didn't want to sell it. And he's like, honey, we never go that much anymore. Think of what we could do with that money. And we made a nice profit. So he's seeing, this is a great business transaction. And I'm thinking, my heart is in this place. I relate to this place. I put every picture and painting and all, you know, that you see when you walk in, I placed it there.
Exactly.
And he's not wired like that. And so we constantly have to see things from the other's perspective and explain that to one another. Because sometimes when he'll take time to go, okay, honey, this is what I'm feeling, I'll go, oh, okay, well, I didn't see it that way. I would have never seen it that way if you hadn't taken time to, you know, verbally explain it to me.
Yeah. I think he was afraid I was going to be moving in there. That's what it was.
It probably was. You could have had the lock.
Exactly. Hey, it's all. Hey, that's such. It was such a cool place. Plus, we never got a chance to go play golf there too. I was looking forward to that with Robin.
I think we're going to invest in some more properties. I don't know if any of you all are doing this, but we've stopped and gone, you know what? We better start thinking about retirement pretty soon.
Yes.
And so we might do some investment properties, maybe in the mountains, maybe at the beach, that are already making a good income, and then we go into it this is something for us to invest in. So we're at the age of life of saying, okay, we need to start thinking, how can we help our money make money for us?
Exactly. And you know what? If you have a room for me, I'll be there cheering you guys on. I just want you to know.
And we'll have a place at the mountains and a place at the beach.
Oh, I love this.
And then
I love
our house has woods. See, that's what Robin
says. See, this is what I love. See, mi casa es su casa. I love this spirit. I love this. What I love about you guys. Exactly. Hey, but getting back to this respect issue, you know, when you first brought that up, I thought of our old friend Emerson Eggerich, who did a great series, mm-hmm. Love and Respect. It is still one of my favorites. But I like where this gal's coming from. Because as I said earlier, a lot of times it's so anti-guy thing. You know, it's like the guys, we mess up and we only care about one thing, or you know, maybe two things. One of them's eating. I'll let you figure out what the other one is.
Yes, exactly. Took the word right out of my mouth.
Right. Exactly. See, that's what everybody thinks. And after, you know, you try to relate to them, you go, well, not necessarily. We're a little bit more substantial. No, you're not. No, trust me. Don't invalidate me. Because if you invalidate me, then you're disrespecting me, right?
You're disrespecting, then you're going to shut down. But she said that very thing to myself and my producer. She said, you know, they feel the same things we do. You don't think they do, but the emotions that we have, the things that we're feeling, they feel those things, but they've been brought up since knee-high to a tadpole. You're a man. You need to be strong. You need to suck it up. You need to hold it together. I mean, that's what men are told. And she's, and also your DNA is different. I thought only one testosterone wash occurred when y'all were in the womb, and then nothing is ever the same. She said, no, there's more of those. Y'all have like three or four testosterone washes, so you can't help it. It's just who you are.
Well, especially when we get married, testosterone goes off the charts. When we get married that first year, I mean, that's another wash. That's a deep dunk wash. I want you to know that.
Cleansing wash.
You could only hope. You could only hope it was a cleansing wash.
I've used the phrase it that way intentionally.
I like that. I do like that. But, you know, that's all part of the challenge. Because, you know, after everything is all said, I mean, it's not like you want to have a combative situation. I mean, you know, God brought us together that we would complete one another. And I like that idea. I like that picture that it sets for me about, you know, about completion as opposed. And this is something that God showed me a long time ago. Is sometime in relationships we get competitive. And I was looking at those two words, Lauren. I mean, I may be too philosophical here, but I was looking at the word complete and compete. And you know, the only difference is the letter L in those two. And when God showed that to me, he says, well, that L represents my love in the relationship. So when his love is manifest in the relationship, then you have that completeness. Is that good?
Well, and something that she said to me when we were talking on the air and off the air, she would constantly go back to love.
Yes.
Like I would say, well, what, how do I handle this situation? And what when this happens? And she said, are you loving? You need to love. And I, you know, it's not that I wanted to hear that. I kind of wanted to smack her once in a while, but I was like, you know, I need to just go. She's, you know, because I wanted her to partner with me.
Exactly.
She's
a woman.
She's part
of the fraternity. The sister, Yaya, you know, the Yaya sisterhood thing.
She wasn't Yaya, and I didn't like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, because she's seen that that's not going to help.
Exactly.
If she gets behind me and goes, oh, you know, that's just who you are and that's who he is and you just feel that way and, you know, too bad and just, you know, up his or whatever.
Venus, he's Mars. He's Venus, you're Mars, all that stuff. Yeah, right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that went a long way. You know, there's no doubt that we, in many ways, you're right, we're different, but in many ways we're so similar. You know, the emotional channels and I like her perspective that, you know, big boys aren't supposed to cry emotions they're not supposed to feel. But what happens when you feel them and you try to express them and the other person, you know, invalidates those? I mean, it's very hurtful.
Well, then you pull inside, you withdraw, and then you don't want to put your little paws out under the bed anymore. You know, you're like, I don't want to attempt that because that hurt.
Exactly.
And because you all, as a whole, are not as talkative as we are. Now, you are an exception to the rule.
But
most men are not maybe that talkative compared to women. So how women talk it all to death until they feel better. You know, we sit around with each other and we talk until we're like, I've got a release from this. Typically, men don't do that, especially with women.
About 2 minutes, they're gone. I mean, that's our attention span. Maybe six max is what, you know, Rick Warren says on Southern California at Saddleback. In about 6 minutes. So after that, we're not going to get into anything. It's just too heavy and laborious. Hey, we got to call it a wrap here at this time. And I'm sorry to let you go, because I always enjoy our time together.
Me too.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that by the time that we're with y'all again, that we're out of the Penske truck.
You got it. Okay, please. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez. Say goodnight, honey. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Chewbacca?
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Just a reminder, as for more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, 4th of July was an important day, not only for our country celebrating 241 years, also an important day because that was the day that Austin Peterson announced his bid for Missouri U.S. Senate seat for 2018. And he is with us right now. Austin Peterson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, good to have you on. Just to remind everybody, you're former Libertarian presidential candidate. It's not that you've changed your Libertarian views. It's just that you were a presidential candidate formally. And you are announcing that you're running to restore liberty, constitutional, limited government. I can tell you, you have a lot of people on your side for that one.
Absolutely. And I made this decision to run as a Republican because I spent the last 2 months in a scary dark room making thousands of phone calls to my supporters directly. Mm-hmm. And I asked them all the same question, which party should I run under? And 98% or more of those thousands of people said go GOP because they really want to see Claire McCaskill out.
Right. Well, you brought up Claire McCaskill's name. Enunciate the problems that the voter politic has with Claire McCaskill.
Uh, key architect of Obamacare. I mean, this is the big bad legislation that all the Republicans voted 50 times to repeal when Obama was president, and now we can't even get a clean repeal again now that they have the power. Claire McCaskill was the first person to endorse Hillary Clinton on Capitol Hill way back in 2013. That's totally out of step with Missouri voters. Trump won by 19 points here in Missouri. So she's a Democrat who I think a lot of people see as talking out of both sides of her mouth, especially when it comes to saying that she didn't ever meet or talk with the Russian ambassador. Then she did meet with him. Then we found out she threw a party at his house. So I just think that it's time for us to put more true, principled, conservative, libertarian, limited government people into Washington, D.C. I want to go help people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz accomplish their agenda while adding my own ideas.
Well, there's no doubt that those gentlemen that you just mentioned need reinforcements. And at a time, if you know, we've ever had an opportunity, probably in my lifetime here, Austin, to really get this country back on track, it would, as some would say, the stars may be aligning for us.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting, too, because Ann Wagner, who was the sort of the Republican favored pick for this race, just announced the other day that she wouldn't run. She had $3 million in the bank, and we certainly saw her as a strong competitor. And now it's really just me and one other candidate who I don't know too much about, but it, you could call me the front runner right now. But it's going to be an exciting race. It's definitely a marquee race. I don't know how the GOP establishment is going to feel about me because of my more libertarian bona fides, but I'm 100% running as myself and who I am, and I just want to be honest with the American people, even when I think some ideas might be unpopular, because as you know, what's right isn't always what's popular, and what's popular isn't always what's right.
But that's where leadership comes into play, and that's what we keep saying all the time on this show, Austin, is that leadership makes up the difference. You've got to take the people to that area. First of all, you got to give them the vision that makes sense to them, that connects. This is what Donald Trump did. You know, he listened to the forgotten man and woman, said, look, there's a big segment of America that's being left out of the conversation. I'm going to represent them, and look what he's done. And, you know, he's been doing everything he can to drain the swamp. And people, you know, politicians who thought they could be very casual about the truth are going to be paying a price here now.
I tried very hard to get the libertarians to understand why Trump was doing so well. And in many ways, that was one of the reasons why the libertarians didn't care for me. They called me the libertarian Trump. And I'm like, why? Because I'm winning? Because I'm right? And the thing is, here's the funny thing about Missouri, too, is that Trump won by an enormous margin. But the Republican Senator Roy Blunt only won by a very small margin on that same ballot, which shows that there's a very anti-establishment feel amongst these people. It's a populist movement in many ways, and there are strains of a libertarian message in this populist movement. I want to go in, get into the Senate, and start to intensify some of those true limited government feelings, because these people feel like they've been left out. They've been left behind by the system. The politicians don't care about them. You know, the first thing that they did when they even started talking about repealing the Obamacare provisions, the first thing that they did was put a tax cut in there for billionaires.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you should be taxing everybody the same. I don't care how many billions of dollars you have or how many houses people like Bernie Sanders have. I don't care. But if you're going to make tax cuts, you ought to get some tax cuts to the middle class. Guys like me, you know, we're small businessmen. We're trying to make a living. And why is it always the big rich guys that they're trying to take care of? Why can't we get some tax cuts? I think that's what these people want. The Trump supporters want. They want a system that's way more fair, and that's not what we're getting.
Well, interesting that the president is so conscientious and keeping to the forefront about leveling the playing field when it comes to international trade, and he gets a lot of traction off that. Why doesn't that translate domestically?
Well, I think that, you know what the problem is that economics is the most counterintuitive, dismal science that there is. And so what feels good isn't always what works in practice. And when it comes to the issues of international trade, no question Americans have benefited. And also there's been some detractors to that because of the job loss. But we have to understand that on balance, I think free trade has been a good thing for the American people because the cost of goods and services comes down. Nobody wants to pay $25 for a cheeseburger. I tell you that. I eat a cheeseburger like like every other day. So, you know, we have to be able to articulate a clear, concise free market message. But when it comes to the question of international trade, you know, a lot of the problems are that when we look at a country like China and then they levy trade restrictions or embargoes or what have you, we think that we need to respond in kind. But I mean, the great economic philosophers like Milton Friedman and Bastiat and others all said, hey, if they're going to throw rocks in their harbor, let them. But we cannot do the same thing. We cannot impede our free trade. And that's why I kind of oppose the idea that we have travel and trade restrictions with Cuba, because the best way to defeat communism is with capitalism.
Right, exactly. Well, I would agree with you in principle to that point, Austin. I think free trade, I say free and fair trade, that's been the problem. And that's why I appreciate Donald Trump's ambition and him bringing that to light, is there has to be a balance. I had this conversation several years ago with Governor Huckabee. I said, you know, it's one thing to have free trade, but where is fair trade? You know, that seems to be missing from the calculus.
Well, what I've seen, the problem I've heard with that comment, and this is one of those things maybe unpopular, is that most of the times what it involves is cronyism. When you talk about fair trade, you're talking about things like the Export-Import Bank. Right, and you know who the biggest fan of the Export-Import Bank is? People like Liz Warren.
Yeah.
Right? Why is it that the biggest socialists in Congress agree with all the big government conservatives in Congress that we need to subsidize trade? That's not fair trade. That's just crony capitalism.
Yeah,
it's wealthy corporations. You know.
Yeah, unfortunately, fair trade has been hijacked. I mean, fair trade that affects, you know, the everyman, that levels the playing field. And I know that's where your heart is, as well as a libertarian. You know, we want a level playing field. That's what this is all about. And, of course, a constitutional limited government. We want a government that adheres to constitutional principles. I mean, we've been paying a big price ever since, people have walked away from it. And it's been suggested by our previous president that the Constitution is elastic, that it could be interpreted based on the whims of the winds and as they were going, and whoever happened to be the judge hearing an argument at that moment. You know, the Constitution is the Constitution. Our founding fathers really did say, and they meant what they said, and it's proven time and time, it's test. And every time we seem to violate those points, Austin, we pay a big price for that.
I completely agree, and I'm sick and tired of the liberals and their interpretations of the Constitution. And that is actually why I'm so delighted to see that President Trump and cooler heads have prevailed in the administration when we got Neil Gorsuch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically a good replacement of Scalia. We may have Thomas may step down very soon, so we may have another good Supreme Court.
Well, you got Kennedy.
So,
Kennedy also is talking about retiring.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Excuse me. Justice Kennedy. So there may be an opportunity. He may be able to pick as many as 4 Supreme Court justices, and if they're in the vein of Gorsuch, I think that's a terrific opportunity. I mean, I've outlined my priorities on my website at austinforsenate.com, where people can kind of see where I come from. But I mean, I think you and I are pretty much on the same page here. A constitutional limited government is where the government is the servant to the people. We don't work for the government. The government works for us.
Exactly.
And we need to put the people in the rightful place as the guardians of their own lives and their own destiny. We need to get the federal government out of the micromanagement of our lives. As Thomas Jefferson said, the states need to be the laboratories of democracy. Certain states will go one way, certain states will go another. But right now, federal one-size-fits-all programs are not the way to go.
Exactly. Austin Peterson, proverbial front-runner at this point now for that Missouri U.S. Senate seat in 2018. All the best to you. Stay in touch. I'd love to have you back and get an update from you. Okay?
Thanks very much. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Austin. Appreciate it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor.
According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit card so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here, Bill Martinez live. World seems out of control. How about words of wisdom from Marv in Home Alone 2?
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest is one I've been looking forward to for a long time. Long respected his counsel, even though he talks on TV. I've not had a direct conversation with him, but I appreciate his perspective. And oftentimes, without him even realizing it, I receive it as counsel because of his insight and his heart and what he's trying to share, to us Americans and us that would like to get beyond the civil divide in this country that is not serving us at any righteous level whatsoever. He has written a brand new book called False Black Power. He is the author of Please Stop Helping Us. I'm talking about Jason Riley, who's with us right now. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this book. I particularly was interested in the series, and of course, the last book, Please Stop Helping Us. That was, I guess, an outcry of what, if you want to say white America, if you want to put it out that way, it seemed to be causing more problems than help.
Well, it was an assessment of the Great Society program that mm-hmm. was written right around the 50th anniversary of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, the War on Poverty. And I thought it was a good time to look back and see what had worked and what didn't work and why.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we look at was particularly the war on poverty. We were at something like 15, what did we put? Something like 15, I want to say $1 trillion into it, you know,
over
the years.
I think it's inflation adjusted. It's probably more like 20 trillion.
Yeah. Something like that. And then we only moved incrementally, like maybe by 0.1% in terms of what we did against it. So, yeah, it was quite an outcry when you look at things in terms of return on investment. And I'm with my business background in that. That's the way I look at things and say, okay, what are we getting out of this for all this money that we put into it? And so I would agree with you that your outcry to this is, hey, look, we're not moving the needle in a positive way, and we're a lot smarter in this, and I think we could do a lot better.
Exactly. And the second book, False Black Power, was really an assessment of a strategy put in place by the black civil rights leaders in the 60s, right around the time of the Great Society. And that was to focus on electing more black officials, putting more blacks in office, they told us, would lead to more black prosperity, economic prosperity. So, again, I wanted to look back because I thought Obama's presidency was really the culmination of this strategy. And so I wanted to look back and again say, has this worked as the proponents told us it would work? And what I found is that black prosperity is not something that black political power can guarantee. And it's something, it's a lesson that we should have learned a long time ago, because the strategy in terms of electing black officials has been tremendously successful. Between 1970 and 2010, the number of black elected officials in the U.S. grew from fewer than 1,500 to more than 10,000, including a black president. So blacks have been running major cities with large black populations, your Detroits, your Clevelands, your Philadelphias, your Los Angeles, your Atlantas, your Washington, D.C.s. We have no shortage of black political clout in this country. But the economic prosperity that was supposed to flow from that has not happened, and I think it's time to reevaluate this strategy that has really been put in place since the 1960s.
Why hasn't it happened?
It hasn't happened for a couple reasons. One, there was no expectation that it should have happened. Other groups in the U.S., whether we're talking about Germans or Italians or Jews, did not focus primarily on gaining political power. They focused on human capital, on increasing economically. First, the focus on politics came later. The Irish are an example of a group that did it the way blacks have tried to do it. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, you had tremendous Irish political success, Irish political machines running big cities like Philadelphia and Boston and New York. But the average Irish American was not doing well at that time. And in fact, you didn't see really a rise of an Irish middle class until the decline of those political machines. So politics is one route to take to economic prosperity. It's just not the most efficient one. But I think what we should really look at, because some people don't like comparisons between blacks and immigrant groups because of blacks' unique history of slavery and Jim Crow. So I say compare blacks today and black outcomes today with black outcomes in the first part of the 20th century, before the 60s, before this shift in strategy to pursuing political power. And what we saw back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, when blacks had virtually no political clout, and there was tremendous amount of discrimination and racism and legal segregation out there, we saw racial gaps closing in this country, narrowing in income, in poverty, in educational attainment, in home ownership. Blacks were making slow but steady progress. Gaps or disparities were narrowing. Those trends would slow, stall, and even reverse course beginning in the 1960s as this focus shifted away from developing that human capital toward pursuing political power. And I think we need to get back to that development of human capital. I think that is the key to black prosperity, not electing more black officials per se. And that is not to say blacks should not be involved in politics or not run for office. No, that is not at all what I'm saying here. But this focus of simply putting of racial identity politics, ethnic and racial voting blocks, the encouragement of that, voting for people who look like you or share your racial ethnic background in hopes that they will help lift these minorities out of poverty and so forth. That is not something we should assume will happen, and in fact, it has not happened. So I think it's time to reevaluate this strategy.
Well, and Jason, in spite of all that, you know, like my dad used to say, the cream always rises to the top. In spite of the abandonment of, as you say, human capital, many like yourself, Black Americans have ignored the political side of it and said, look at, hey, I'm going to do right for my family. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to, you know, whether I'm going to become a professional basketball player, baseball, whatever, or a businessman or a doctor, you know, like Ben Carson, have managed to, in spite of these systemic restraints, some would argue, have managed to rise above it.
And blacks always have. As I say, if you look at black history in the first half of the 20th century, when you had legal discrimination and racism was rampant, it did not stop blacks from beginning to close these racial disparities that we're obsessing over today. It was actually happening, and it's fascinating that so few people are aware of this history. The civil rights movement today has done an excellent job of keeping it very, very quiet. Because people found out what blacks were accomplishing in the face of tremendous amounts of virulent racism in this country, it would really make a lot of the civil rights arguments today irrelevant. It would make many of these groups passe and irrelevant. These groups out there claiming that racism, whatever remnant racism we have out there today, is primarily responsible for these racial gaps that we see. That's their argument. If more people were aware of what blacks were able to accomplish in the face of much, much higher racial barriers, they would laugh at that claim. They would laugh at that claim.
Well, but as you know, there's an industry about, you know, that has been about that I would say that Dr. Martin Luther King would be aghast over.
You're absolutely right. The civil rights movement has become an industry. It's a very lucrative industry. You are not going to go poor running around blaming all of black people's problems on other people. It's not going to happen. And so the other thing that's changed from King's time is the mindset of blacks. And again, this is, I think, something that's changed at the encouragement of not only the black leadership, but also liberal politicians. And that is encouraging blacks to see themselves first and foremost as victims. Mm-hmm. And victims who can only be saved by the government, by other people. They have no agency of their own, to use the academic term.
Right.
That is not the mindset that King operated under. King lived in obviously a very racist American society, and he would tell people, you know, yes, it's imperfect. We have to deal with it, though, and move forward notwithstanding this situation. Today, they flip that on its head. They say, until racism has been vanquished from America, don't expect blacks to be held accountable for these outcomes we see today. So everything is someone else's fault, whether it's the illegitimacy rate, whether it's the crime rate, the incarceration rate, everything is someone else's fault, the academic gap. No personal responsibility ever enters the picture. That's called blaming the victim now. That's racist now. That's politically incorrect now. And so that is a change in thinking. And I don't think we're doing the black underclass any favors, particularly the young people, when we send them out into the world thinking society owes them something. And until society is perfect, we cannot expect them to behave themselves, to be responsible for their own actions. That is a very dangerous mindset to send a kid out into the world with a chip on his shoulder, angry at cops, angry at teachers, angry at society. I just don't think that's a good thing. And that's a sort of thinking that is encouraged today, which I think it's very dangerous.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Jason, thank you so much. The book speaks to that higher calling. And I believe blacks, and I'd say all races, are looking for that voice that can break through this clutter and this noise of victimhood, because there's so much better available. I know that you know that, Dr. Ben Carson, Deneen Borrell, I mean, you know, so many, just down the line, the empirical evidence is so clear that it is there, it's doable, but you have to rise above these debilitating mindsets that are holding you back.
Yeah. Yes, I would agree. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Jason Riley, author of Please Stop Helping Us, his brand new book, False Black Power, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Jason, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You got it.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.